A senior Ethiopian government official confirmed to VOA that an unspecified number of persons described as operatives of the Oromo Liberation Front have been detained by authorities in recent weeks. Bereket Simon, a top advisor to Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, said the government has an obligation to put these people under control. The official's comments were in response to charges by a prominent member of parliament from the Oromia region that at least 107 people, and probably many more, are being held illegally by authorities without charge. Bulcha Demeksa, a lawmaker from the opposition Oromo Federalist Democratic Movement Party, said some of the detainees have been held for weeks. The Oromo people are Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, about a third of the population, and the Oromia region has been a hotbed of opposition to the government in Addis Ababa. But, in a VOA interview, lawmaker Bulcha Demeksa rejected suggestions that those detained were terrorists or were involved in a plot to overthrow the government.
These are people who live in the countryside, miserably poor people who hardly eat once a day. They have nothing, they have no gun. They are just, some of them in urban areas, little urban areas, they are traders. And some of them are just the street people. What can they do? They know, the government knows that Ethiopians are not armed. Ethiopians are not armed. So this cannot be fear. Fear, I don't believe it at all. There is nothing to fear.
Bulcha says the detentions are an attempt by the government to intimidate potential political opponents in advance of next January's local elections.
The purpose, in my opinion, of these mass arrests is to scare people because local election is coming up in January. The government is scaring people. I say, if you don't support the government, you will go to jail. If you don't vote for the regional government, nobody helps, can help you, we will put you in jail. Particularly, people who are our potential representatives are being arrested.
The government spokesman, Bereket Simon, rejected Bulcha's charges. He told VOA, the rights of the citizens are being respected. He described the accusations as far-fetched stories designed to grab headlines at a time when domestic and international attention is focusing on Ethiopia's grand celebration of the millennium. Ethiopia follows the Julian calendar, which is 7 years and 8 months behind the more commonly observed Gregorian calendar. The Horn of Africa nation will celebrate the arrival of the third millennium on September 12th. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.